WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Bryan City Council is looking into allowing volunteers to trap, neuter, vaccinate, and release feral cats. Supporters include Lance Parr, the president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society and a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board of Directors.
DNR reduces shelter admissions and the cost to the city and taxpayers, frees up space in the shelter for adoptable animals, and promotes public health by reducing the number of unvaccinated cats in the general population.
City staff told the council they would look at what other cities are doing with the goal of bringing a formal proposal for consideration at the end of July. The Bryan City Council breezed through nearly all of its regular agenda business during last night's meeting.
I know a lot is said about what we do and don't do for the community. And council members, I apologize if I offend you by bringing out some of these numbers.
Mayor Jason Byinski paused to point out 34 of 41 locations where streets will be seal-coated this summer are in Districts 1 and 2. Rafael Pena wasn't offended by the mayor pointing out half the locations were in his district.
Just wanted to point out that thanks for doing that math for me. Just goes to show that we're doing a good job up here.
21 locations are in Pena's district, 11 in District 1, 5 are in District 5, and there's one apiece in Districts 3 and 4. Texas A&M officials have shared what they thought was the best legislative session the system has ever had.
I'm on the thanks given by Chancellor John Charpless to the governor.
I don't remember a governor, maybe since John Conley, that has been more focused on higher education than Greg Abbott, period. I mean, it is everything he is about. It is his economic development. It is what he thinks about in the morning. He wants this president to have one of the top 10 universities in the country.
System schools and agencies received $865 million in capital projects, including $144 million for health science center projects in Bryan and Houston. But the chancellor did not talk about last week's forced resignation of former center CEO Brett Girard.
We've decided to stick to the legislative part of it. We don't want to detract from this for right now.
The flagship campus received $79 million in research funding from the state. That's an increase of more than $20 million, and that does not count the governor's new University Research Initiative Fund, where A&M will compete for $40 million. A complete recap's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
For the second time this year, a scammer is sending out phone calls claiming they're with the College Station police and making demands. A new twist is that the scammer is calling CSPD's non-emergency number long enough for the dispatcher to answer in an attempt to cause the victim on the other end of the line to make a payment by a wire transfer or preloaded debit card. A crash during yesterday afternoon's commute near Easterwood Airport resulted in three people going to the hospital. College Station police say a woman going north on 2818 and making a left turn onto FM 60 was hit by a southbound car. The driver of the northbound car was transported with life-threatening injuries, while the driver and a passenger in the southbound car did not have life-threatening injuries. WTAW News Time approaching 7:10. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM, WTAW.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more. What we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours, or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 92626C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit, the new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
The Cherry Rufino team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW and FM 103.5. You can find us in Buffalo. Next time you're heading up I-35, you can catch WTAW a little farther away than you used to be able to. It is 7:13, a time to check the weather forecast, brought to us by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home with the Duralast roof. For more, call 268-ROOF. Or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine and warm once again across the region. Temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on News Talk 1620 and the Zone FM 102, or I apologize, Zone FM 102.7, 103.5 WTAW. There's just too many stations to keep track with. But anyways, coming up in sports, going to be talking about Texas A&M women's golfers Maddie Zarek and Bianca Brizio. They're over in Ireland taking part in the British Open Amateur Championship for the women's. We'll talk about that, as well as Game 3 of the NBA Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors last night. It was a good one. And, of course, all the Astros and Rangers you can handle. All that more coming up in sports.
Thank you, sir. All right, so you just had a birthday, didn't you, Zach?
Yeah, not this previous Monday, but the Monday before.
So. Okay, and Patrick, when's your birthday?
September.
Oh, close, but you're safe.
Oh.
A study of 1.7 million people. So a lot of these sample sizes when we do these studies are like a couple thousand folks.
Mm-hmm.
So 1.7 million people found that people born in May have the lowest risk of disease, while people born in October have the highest.
What?
I just thought that was kind of interesting as a way, as predictors go.
My dad was born in October. Thanks for that, Kevin.
Well, and they're almost exactly two seasons apart.
I'm not going to kill him.
I mean, they're almost 6 months apart, so I wonder if it's seasonal, you know, just sort of how you, what you're born into.
Not a clue. I just found that pretty interesting. I got to do an update. If you'll remember, Scott talked last week about families that were arrested for cheering during graduation.
Yes.
Mississippi school superintendent has dropped all criminal charges against family members who cheered during a high school graduation ceremony. Everybody's out of the pokey. Nobody got in trouble. And the decision, of course, was met with
great applause. Cheers. Well, criminal, that's what I don't understand. Just make them go stand in the corner.
Well, they did kick him out.
I know.
But I'm kind of with you.
That's stupid. Stupid, I tell you.
New Hampshire's High Court has ruled it's illegal for a group of do-gooders named Robin Hooders to thwart the city by voluntarily putting coins in parking meters so people don't get ticketed.
That comes up every once in a while. Why?
It doesn't say why, and I'm with you. I don't know why they do that.
I mean,
exactly. You're at a loss as to what, so the city can't make its money, would be my guess. I don't know.
I know why they don't want people to do that. I don't know how they can stop them.
Why don't they want people to do that, though?
That we don't know.
Well, from the city's perspective, if someone else pays to add time to your meter, they don't get to ticket the person who would have run over their time.
No.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how that's illegal.
I guess they make an ordinance and they say it's illegal.
That is entirely possible. The male prime minister of India is in public relations trouble after complimenting the prime minister of Bangladesh for standing up against terrorism, despite her being a girl and all.
Ooh.
I'm paraphrasing, of course, but that's what he said. If you didn't know any better, you'd almost think it was Joe Biden.
So a backhanded compliment, huh?
Edward Snowden makes Russia's 30 under 30 hot list.
Oh, well.
Is it really something to be something in Russia that way, though?
It's that little dusting of chin hair. Got all the girls crazy.
He's such a hipster. eBay's adding sell for charity, which is kind of cool.
Oh, nice.
As you do your house cleaning and stuff like that, you tend to want to get rid of it on eBay if you don't have a garage sale. Now you can make a donation directly with proceeds from the item that you sell going that way. As you list your item, you can switch on sell for charity option in the preference. It leads you to a donation pane where you can pick a charity and designate the percentage of the price to go to that charity.
Or you can always send it to the KAMU auction, and we can
help you that way, too.
Yeah, we can live auction it off.
The feature, which is available right now in the USA and the UK, and is also good on Android and iOS apps, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Cool.
102-year-old finally gets their thesis and is allowed to go through because it had been blocked by the Nazis.
Oh.
She wasn't allowed to defend her doctoral thesis in 1938 because she was part Jewish. Eight decades later, she became Germany's oldest recipient of a doctorate at the age of 102.
Oh, that's so cool.
Couldn't defend her thesis because she was defending herself from Germans?
Yes, that is exactly right. Long-distance dedication for a pigeon lost out at sea. A lost pigeon which landed on a North Sea oil rig was flown back via helicopter. After the pigeon was found on one of the decks, they calculated the bird had flown approximately 160 miles.
Wow, that's impressive.
From land, is that right?
Yeah.
That's almost better than the Aggie who swam about three-quarters of the way out to the oil rig, got tired, thought he wouldn't make it, and swam back.
You're an Aggie and you're making Aggie jokes?
Aggies make the best Aggie jokes.
That is true. Aggie. That is true.
We'll be here all week trying to try the meal. All right, and here you go. This one's important. For the three of us, anyway, this is important. Is it okay for a guy to wear sandals?
If it's not, then I guess I'm in trouble.
Yes, in general. I mean, there's times when it's not, but yeah, there's not just a blanket ban.
Well, almost, according to a survey by some 2,000 plus women, 58
percent. Oh, women. Women are telling us what to wear now?
58% of women say guys should not wear sandals.
I don't think so.
Citing long toenails and the hair as being a turnoff.
There's the line. You stay on your side of the bedroom, honey.
The quote, too many guys have hobbit-looking feet.
I don't care.
What would they just rather have, a man with smooth foot skin?
My curiosity on all this is where those are done, though. Because in the state of Texas, wear flip-flops, man. You just do.
We got a few hundred miles of coastline down there.
Yep.
So you're telling me that out of a woman, like, she's going to say, like, she doesn't want to go out with a guy or she won't give him her number?
Because he got hobbit feet.
Because he wears sandals and he has hairy feet?
Hey, you know, if you watch Seinfeld, man hands is a turnoff. So stuff like that, it just happens.
Well, no, I agree with you. Yeah, that's true, but I mean, still.
720 with the Infomaniacs. Jurassic Park, you know the new movie's coming out, I believe. Is it this weekend?
It must be, because they have the world premiere stage set up.
Yeah, it's coming out Friday.
Okay, so this Friday is the release as the revamp of the 93 movie comes out. If they were actually going to build that theme park that this movie is based on, it would cost $23 billion, with a B, billion dollars to build.
What, for the high-voltage fences or what?
And the monorail and everything they show in this new theme park that they've got.
And then you got to pay off all the people who died from the animals. You got to pay off the family.
According to this, the annual maintenance would be $11 billion.
Got to have a dinosaur pooper scooper guy.
And a big one.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Saw a little nugget the other day of the Jurassic Park movies that have already come out. Only one time is a dinosaur seen being attacked by the humans successfully.
Really?
Yep. There was a girl, and she kicked either some raptors or a pterodactyl in the third one, I think. But no other time. All the rest of the times, the dinosaurs are attacking the humans successfully.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They expected to make about $125 million this weekend. And since we're talking movies, and before we wrap things up here for this segment, there's no new stuff, so they're going to redo Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, gosh.
The old Ivan Reitman movie with Arnold is getting a remake.
Arnold's going to be in it, though?
It doesn't say.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait a minute. Very bottom of the story. Yes, the very last line. Arnold will not be a part of this
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. Who's your daddy?
Morning, what does he do? Good morning, Infomaniacs. What's up?
Hey, of course it's going to be expensive to build a park. Haven't you heard there's a dinosaur egg shortage?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. Thank you, sir. 721 with the Infomaniacs. Rush Limbaugh brought to us by Jason Byinski.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Los Angeles Times reports that the state of California has purchased more than $500,000 worth of new Ford Fusion hybrids over the last year and a half. The new Fusions replace a fleet of cars with as little as 12,000 miles on them, and the new hybrids are reserved for members of the state Senate. But don't worry, California senators aren't the only ones who get to take taxpayers for a ride. The state assembly has their own fleet of cars. Sadly, some of those cars are a little bit older. Nonetheless, controversies erupted over the new car buys. It seems that some of them were purchased right before 40 members of the Senate staff were laid off due to budget shortfalls. Advocates for the poor and the downtrodden are fuming. They point out many Californians are still suffering under a bad economy, and families are struggling financially, and they don't have new cars. But there's a valid reason elected officials got the new ones. Brian Ferguson, spokesman for the Department of General Services, says replacing cars with little mileage with newer hybrids is part of the continuing effort to green the state's vehicle fleet. Still, I love the reporting from the LA Times claiming it's the state that bought the cars. It's not. It's the Democrat Party-run government that's ignoring the poor while granting themselves new green hybrid cars. Of course, Democrats screwing over the poor whom they claim to represent, that's not really news, is it? Besides, they've got the best of intentions, don't they? Saving the planet?
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good, or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Make Messinahoff Winery and Resort your romantic summer getaway. Featuring the Villa, a four-diamond bed and breakfast. Each day includes a tour of the winery estate, champagne breakfast, and more. Further indulge at the Vintage House Restaurant, recently named one of the top 100 most romantic restaurants in America. Vote Messinahoff for best accommodations and fine dining at the best of the Brazos Valley. Go online at messinahoff.com for more information.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the Theater Company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours. Or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, both AM and FM now, not just 1620, but we're also 103.5 FM in Buffalo. The weather forecast is as follows. Not too shabby. 20% chance of some thunderstorms and a high today of 93. 20% chance of more storms tonight. 73, the overnight low. The same tomorrow through, it looks like, at least Saturday, where Saturday and Sunday will pick up a 40 to 50% chance of rain both days. It is 76, humidity is 90%, with winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
In Texas, there are some things that just stand the test of time. Freedom, truth, and good old barbecue. For over 100 years, Kreitz Market Barbecue has blown people away with their unbelievable flavor and tender, juicy, melt-in-your-mouth ribs, brisket, and more. Kreitz Market, just the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Kreitz Market Barbecue, now open in Bryan on Highway 6, just south of Boonville. Just good taste, naturally. KreitzMarket.com.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Just a corner away from Aggieland, Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors. Find Colwell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time for the ride of your life. Get a 2015 Nissan Rogue for 0% for 60 months, plus $500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
WTAW News Time is 7:29. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. On the WTAW website is a list of the Texas A&M system, from the Texas A&M system, of how well their universities and agencies fared during the legislative session.
Chancellor John Sharp says it was the best session ever.
If you look at money as a whole, we got about a fifth of the students, we got about a third of the money. That pretty much tells the story.
The list includes Governor Abbott's $40 million University Research Initiative Fund.
Dean of the Engineering School, Catherine Banks, says they have already started pitching the fund as part of their recruitment of top researchers.
Now we have the funding to attract them, to build their research labs, to build their research groups. Often these individuals don't come alone. They bring an entire research group with them to continue their research funding.
Also discussed was campus carry of concealed weapons. President Michael Young says they're mapping out the process of how that'll be implemented on the flagship campus.
Pretty robust campus-wide dialogue to get everybody's views about what is likely to create the most comfort level. I mean, I think the thing that we start from is a good premise with respect to Texas A&M, which is we're Aggies. Aggies respect each other. They want to make each other comfortable.
System officials noted as an accomplishment the legislature not taking away from the Board of Regents the authority to set tuition rates, and thanks was given to what turned out to be an unsuccessful attempt to reduce the number of students eligible to receive free tuition under the Hazelwood Military Program. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW.
Brian Mayor Jason Byinski pointed out at last night's council meeting another example of more money going into districts represented by Rafael Pena and Al Sines. The comments came before a unanimous vote approving this summer's list of street seal coating.
More money is always put back into single-member districts 1 and 2 for infrastructure improvements because it's an older, aging part of the community. But you've got 34 streets versus 7 for the rest of the whole town.
Pena thanked the mayor for doing the math with District 2 councilmen, adding, quote, it shows we're doing a good job up here.
We're getting a lot of streets done, and I think District 2 had the most streets done. Is that correct with your numbers?
23, sir.
23. Okay, that's it.
Pena's district received 21 of 41 locations, while District 1, represented by Signs, got 11. There are 5 in District 5, and 1 street each in Districts 3 and 4 will be seal-coated. A proposal to reduce the feral cat population in Bryan is scheduled to be considered by the City Council at the end of July. That follows a discussion at last night's meeting that began with comments from a member of the Bryan Animal Center Board, Lance Parr, who is also a president of the Brazos Pets Animal Welfare Society.
Statistics show that continually trapping and removing cats only results in more breeding and fill-in by other cats that are still reproducing, and the spread of disease continues because those populations are not cared for or vaccinated.
Volunteers would trap the cats and return them after veterinarians neuter and vaccinate them.
Effective support of these colonies removes them from places where they'll come in contact with humans and reduces the behaviors that result in nuisance complaints that result in animal control officers having to be dispatched.
A review of programs in other cities will be done before city staff drafts a formal proposal for a council vote in 6 weeks. In San Marcos, a couple in the process of moving are now facing felony charges after police say they transported their 8 dogs in the back of a U-Haul truck.
Christy Wyatt with the City of San Marcos says a Good Samaritan called 911 after the couple stopped at HEB, and when police responded, they found 2 of the dogs dead, 2 others dying, and the other 4 in distress.
Our officers found out that the people who were using this moving van had transported the dogs from the Woodlands, Texas, to San Marcos, and they didn't have proper ventilation, and it was very hot, so it caused injury and obviously death for 4 of the 8 animals.
Wyatt says Karen and Bruce Knudsen are facing 8 animal cruelty charges. 4 of them are felonies. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Also from San Marcos, police believe a married couple in their 80s found shot to death in a hospital room was a murder-suicide. The Austin American-Statesman reports the couple was discovered by their daughter. No suspects are being sought, and the shooter is no longer a public threat. Police Chief Chase Stapp told the Statesman the couple was not from San Marcos or from Hays County, and investigators did not find a note. For the second time in less than a week, local law enforcement has received multiple reports of someone making bogus phone calls demanding money or face criminal consequences. College Station police say the scammer is not only altering the caller ID to show their non-emergency number, they use fake names and identification badge numbers. And they are also calling CSPD to get the dispatcher to answer, which might cause the victim to take action, which is paying the scammer through a preloaded debit card or wire transfer. Last week, a similar alert was issued by Texas A&M Police, and scammers have also identified themselves with the Sheriff's Office, Bryan Police, and BTU. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. We've got more news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Another satisfied Hartman Realty client.
My name is Katie Pearson. Originally, I'm from a little town north of Houston called Tomball, Texas, but I moved to Houston to the big city. I retired and decided I wanted to go back to the country like I used to live in Tomball when Tomball was still a country town. Used the internet, found a real estate listing with a real estate agent named William Hartman. He was more than a real estate agent for me. He helped me find the house that I wanted to grow old in that fit my needs. He walked me through the sale. He showed me everything I needed to know. But once the dotted line was signed, it didn't stop there. Months later, I am still getting calls from William. How is the house doing? How are you doing? How are you adjusting? He has become a friend.
Call 979-446-1893. That's 979-446-1893. Or simply visit HartmanBCS.com.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, ride. Riding has evolved.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, also on 103.5 FM in Buffalo. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually taking a little time off. It is 7:39, time to check the forecast, brought to us by Anchor Foundation. Anchor Foundation, fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine and warm once again across the region. Temperatures making their way up to 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy weather overnight. Lows will fall back close to 75. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Our highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy, a low of 75 tomorrow night. Partly sunny on Friday, 90 to 95. By late Friday afternoon, there could be a passing shower or a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor. Coming up with your sports on WTAW, going to be talking about Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. It was a good one between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. Cavs actually got the win, but were able to hold off a late rally by Golden State and Stephen Curry, as well as talk about the Astros, who have now sunk 6 games in a row that they've lost. Hopefully they'll be able to turn around whenever they visit the Chicago White Sox again tonight. But Carlos Correa did get his first Major League homer, and the Texas Rangers, well, they just keep on winning. They're now trailing the Houston Astros by 2 games in the AL West. All that and more coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. Normally about this time we would sit down and visit with Congressman Bill Flores. He is unfortunately detained and will not be able to get with us this week. I think it's because Scott's not here, but I'm just saying.
He loves Scott.
Admittedly, this is infomaniac-centric because we all three have extraordinarily unusual schedules in what we do for a living, as do a lot of people. But if there's one thing that you could buy out of a vending machine, say when you're headed into work, what would it be?
Is it the only thing I get to eat that day?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you pie in the sky, whatever you want.
Man, there's a difference between, am I just going to snack on this because I happen to be walking past it, or am I having to make a decision for
anything,
the rest of the day?
Anything, Patrick. Anything.
Because honey bun is my typical go-to. Like, I feel like I get the most bang for my buck out of that.
Okay.
Doesn't
matter.
Okay. Breakfast taco.
Breakfast taco.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, he said anything.
I know. So all right.
From snack.com, there are different places that you can go to get more than just food from a vending machine. Like if you're in the Emirates Palace Hotel in Abu Dhabi.
Gold bars.
Gold bars.
Yeah.
Gold to go. How about if you're in China? You can get live crabs. The crawling crustaceans are on sale in a vending machine.
That'll be interesting trying to pick those bad boys out of the little drop box there.
In Nueva York, you can go by the Cupcake ATM, which is just outside of Sprinkles Bakery, so you have to go inside. In Beverly Hills, you can get caviar.
Oh, wow, fun.
Yeah.
This one I actually could see, depending on where you're at. A Thai vending machine in Tokyo. So if you spilled something on yourself at lunch or something, you could go get a new Thai.
Oh, which... I thought you were meant like Thai food in Tokyo.
No.
Which... Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, no. That'd be nice.
Your appearance up at work if you spilled something and have a big meeting later that day.
Do they have like expensive ties or just, is it all the above?
Pretty sure basic business tie.
Probably.
I mean, this is
too crazy.
This
right?
is the culture that works like 20 hours a day.
They
sleep in their cubicle so they don't have to take the long train ride home.
Umbrellas.
Okay. Hey, that's smart.
Which I think is very good. That's in China and a few others, as a matter of fact. Legos.
Really?
In Munich, Germany.
Ah.
There's such a big fan base in Germany about Legos, you could buy them in a vending machine.
Achtung.
Pizza.
Oh, I've seen these. They make it and bake it right there in the vending machine.
Do you have any idea where they're the most prominent? Because I would have lost copious amounts of money on this.
Not bet. Italy.
Norway.
France.
Yeah, it was French.
In Singapore, you can get mashed potatoes in a vending machine.
That's fun.
Memphis, Tennessee. Not barbecue. Guitar strings.
Ah.
And in Paris, you can get baguettes in a vending machine.
Uh-huh.
Which makes sense. The pizza, not so much.
Yeah, I guess not.
They did this on This Morning with the morning show that's on before the Infomaniacs. Mm-hmm. And Carnival Cruise is implementing a ban on most bottled beverages because apparently people are finding ways to smuggle alcohol on ships. So if you're a big cruiser, the ban, which will take effect on July the 9th. Oh, hang on just a second. WTAW, what's up?
Hey, well, you know, between here and Austin, you can get pecan pie in a vending machine.
Oh, I've seen that place, but you can get pecan pie. It's in a vending machine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that pecan place that's right off the highway.
I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, my son said that he could die happy now in a vending machine.
Thanks for the call.
It's their 24-hour storefront.
I've never stopped there. I'd seen it a million times.
I saw it on the sign that said, come see our vending machine 24 hours.
Oh, that's cool. Where were we?
You were talking.
Oh, yeah, about the ban on alcohol with Carnival Cruise. Starting July the 9th, passengers will only be allowed to take a single bottle of wine or champagne per person. And unopened beverages in cans or cartons like water, soda, or juice are limited to 1 12-pack and carry-on luggage, which is what it's always been.
Oh.
Which surprises me, because I thought they said you couldn't do that.
Oh, they're just being more strict, maybe?
I guess
I went at the right time, then. Am I right?
Yeah, you just got back from one, didn't you?
Yeah, about a month ago or so.
Passengers will be barred from tagging beverages as checked luggage during embarkation.
Hmm. But I don't know anybody who smuggled any alcohol on, because that would be, that's not right.
It's against the rules.
Yeah, it's against the rules.
You're such a liar. And so very bad at it, if I might add.
Hey, it was good enough to, well, anyways.
I don't know if you saw this viral video yesterday. A lady in Australia or New Zealand was walking away from the court, and of course the proverbial, you know, reporter sticking the microphone in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Lady lights a cigarette while pushing the stroller, which was terribly classy. I'm guessing she's from Leander, which is where I grew up. It goes to show that you can find trailer trash in any country. It don't got to be in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she lights up the cigarette, and then as this lady puts a microphone in her face, tries to put the cigarette on the reporter's face.
Oh, jeez.
She later tweeted about it, but then the lady was actually picked up by the police department there for criminal mischief for, you know, some minor violation.
Well, did the lady that... The assailant tweeted about it, or the victim tweeted about
it? The victim tweeted about it, and then she was interviewed on her own TV station. And we'll wrap it up with this one, as is the case in so many things in Russia. They're just very odd. How about a helicopter made of horse meat?
Ew.
A Russian town of Kamaratu, brown, whatever, is known for its regional delicacy, horse meat.
Okay.
It is also home to a famous helicopter factory, which I'm guessing would be Sikorsky. So to mark the anniversary of the town's founding, a group of locals decided to build the largest ever model helicopter made of horse meat sausage.
Gross.
It can't actually fly, obviously, but the helicopter weighs 265 pounds and is 11 and a half foot long.
I think someone misunderstood the meaning of air cavalry.
What? Yeah.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Betalift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment, or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a wife and mother who's stressed out, one thing you can do to find some peace is ask yourself this question: what do I need right now? It's simple, but it's important. Women face a lot of pressure. Many are trying to maintain a career while being a wife and mother and caring for the family. But all that responsibility makes it easy to get out of balance. And when a woman's life is out of whack, she usually doesn't take very good care of herself either. Rachel realized that was true for her when she went on a trip without her child for the first time. While at a conference, Rachel met another woman who seemed relaxed and focused. She reminded Rachel of the woman she used to be before motherhood, her career, and her responsibilities at home got out of balance. She knew right then she needed to make some changes to take better care of herself. She started with that one simple question: what do I need right now? For you, it might be a little sleep or some help around the house. Or maybe you're overwhelmed at work, or you need to learn how to be content with a home that's not always spotless. Even finding a babysitter to give you an afternoon alone might be just the thing to recharge your batteries. Exhaustion happens when you're being pulled in every direction. To restore balance to your life, figure out what you need in that moment and make a few small changes. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... 6-8-9-10-4. Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving.
because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Did you know that every year, U.S. companies purchase 16.5 million chairs, 4.5 million tables, 11 million file cabinets, and 3 million desks? You may not be in the market for that many of any of those things, but whether it is chairs, tables, file cabinets, or desks, Wilton's Office Works has lots to choose from. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest Drive, Wilton's Office Works, furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Help HEB celebrate their 110th anniversary at the HEB Road Trip Rally this coming Thursday at the HEB Tower Point location starting at 2 p.m. Plenty of HEB product giveaways, ways to win, and HEB 110th anniversary items. See you there.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. Texas A&M golfers Matty Zarek and Bianca Fabrizio competed in the first qualifying round of the Ladies British Open Amateur Championship yesterday, taking place in Port Stewart, Ireland. Zarek is currently tied for 45th after a 2 over 75, while Fabrizio is tied for 92nd after our first round 78. The two are set to tee off again this morning. Game 3 of the NBA Finals was all Cleveland Cavaliers last night. Well, at least the first 3.5 quarters.
Curry left sideline. Gets it open. Daylight fires a three. Got another one for the far side. It's a one possession game. 18.8 to go.
Stephen Curry and the Golden State Warriors came storming back, cutting a 20-point second half deficit to just one before ultimately falling short to the Cavaliers 96-91. LeBron James had another big night for Cleveland, scoring 40 points to go along with 12 rebounds and 8 assists.
Trying to make it tough on him. Those three Steph had in the fourth quarter, those are the same ones that he missed in the first three quarters. He's just a great shooter. We just got to try to continue to wear on him. That's all we can do. And we got some learning to do. I've always said about this team, the best teacher in life is experience. And that last minute and a half, we got a lot to learn from.
Matthew Dellavedova added 20 points for the Cavs, who suffered a couple of more health scares as Iman Shumpert suffered a shoulder injury and Dellavedova himself had to be taken to a hospital with severe cramping following the game. Over on the other side, reigning MVP Curry hit 7 3-pointers and finished with 27 points, but still says he has to find new ways to jumpstart his team.
You know, whether I'm making shots or not, I gotta stay, I'll use the word vibrant, just kind of, you know, having fun out there, because I think the team definitely feeds off of my energy and the joy for the game, so it's not going our way. I got to find different ways, or not going my way specifically. I got to find different ways to get us going. So I like that challenge because, you know, this is going to be a hard fought series and I got to have a huge part in it.
Curry and the Warriors will be looking to tie it up when they visit the Cavaliers tomorrow for game 4. Head out to the Diamond where the Houston Astros were looking to stop a 5-game slide with a win over the Chicago White Sox.
One strike pitch. That's hit high in the air and deep to left field. Cabrera is going back at the wall, looking up. See you later. Carlos Correa's first big league home run is a 2-run shot in the ninth, and the White Sox lead is trimmed to 4-2.
However, that's as close as Houston would get as it suffered its 6th straight loss. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel was outdueled by rookie Carlos Rodon, who tossed 6 innings of shutout ball. They'll try to get off the schneid tonight when they visit the Sox again at 7:10. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7. And while the Astros keep losing, well, the Texas Rangers, they keep on winning.
Pitch to Mitch, and there's a long drive to center field. Burns is going back. He's still going. That ball is history. A mammoth home run to dead center for Mitch Moreland, and the Rangers lead it 2-0.
Nick Martinez and the Rangers pitching staff would take care of it from there as they edged the Oakland A's 2-1. Texas has now won 3 of 4 on its current road trip to pull within 2 games of AL West leading Houston. They'll take on the A's again tonight at 9:05 with coverage joining Progress on the Zone. Elsewhere around the majors last night, San Francisco Giants rookie Chris Heston was looking to make history.
2-2 count to Tejada. Come set. Recker leads from second. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike 3 called. He's done it. Chris Heston has no-hit the New York Mets.
It was Heston's first career no-no and the 17th in Giants history. He struck out 11 and hit three batters. FIFA has suspended the 2026 World Cup bidding process amid a widening corruption scandal implicating previous bid contests. FIFA planned to write to its 209 member federations this week to explain the bidding timetable and rules. The 2026 host is expected to be chosen by the 209 members at their May 2017 meeting in Malaysia. Potential bidders include the U.S., Mexico, Canada, and countries from Europe. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is set for tonight in Chicago. The hometown Blackhawks will try to even up the series after falling to the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 Monday night. The puck drops at 7 Central. And good luck to Texas A&M women's and men's track and field. They're competing up in Oregon this week in the NCAA Outdoor Championships. The men will kick off competition today, and the women will start things tomorrow. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 and 103.5 FM WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
The Cherry Ruffino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to cherryruffino.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit callawayjones.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Aguilan Credit Union, Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center, Galleria Day.